Blog Talk Radio. You're listening to Cleopatra Memphis Studios. I'm your girl, Cleopatra Memphis, but you can call me Cleo. And today is Wednesday, and Wednesday is for It's a Wrap Wednesday, every Wednesday at 10 a.m. and 10 p.m. And today we, again, have our special guest, Reverend Frederick Shaw from CCHR, which is Citizens Commission for Human Rights. And we're going to talk about a few major points today concerning CCHR and their milestones. So, Reverend Frederick Shaw, how are you today?
I'm doing fine, and I thank you again for bringing me on the show and being such a true trooper and hero for those who are being abused by the psychiatric system. This platform goes a long way in that fight.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Well, as I understand, there are some milestones that CCHR has hit. If you can, please let everyone know what is going on concerning that.
Well, the thing that is important for the audience to know is, like, when you hear the black box warnings on the medicines and so forth, CCHR played a prominent role in making sure that was done up until at that time when they started having to put those side effects of these drugs on the label. It really wasn't being done. CCHR was very instrumental in that. And we see that now with all drugs, and at least people have a chance to determine for themselves before they get involved with a drug if they want to, based on what they hear is the effects of the drug. But the biggest thing that I wanted to relate to the audience, and some people still do not know this, back some years ago, I think it was 2003, I was the president at that time of the Compton branch of the NAACP, and I was able to be instrumental in making a law get passed called, at that time, the Child Safety Medication Act. Now, what had happened is CCHR had found a couple of allies on the Republican side of the fence, but to get the bill passed, there had to be allies on the Democratic side of the fence. I was able to submit a proposal to Alice Huffman, who was the president of the California NAACP, and she loved it. So she forwarded it, made some touches to it, and forwarded to National. National then, even though we found out Compton wasn't even a viable branch, I had paid fees, but we didn't have enough members and all of this type of stuff. So the president of the NAACP for the nation took and made it his resolution so that we could get the Democratic support. And that law, the Child Medication Safety Act, said that a parent could not be forced to put their child on drugs as a condition for being in school. What was happening before the law was passed, and this law was signed in by George Bush, they would take and tell you that your child had to go see a psychiatrist or go get certain mental health evaluations. If the parent refused or was not with it, they would eventually file child neglect charges against the parents under the medical neglect thing, and then sometimes they would even take the child from the home. And so that law was so instrumental. It affected all Americans, And that was because we were able to get bipartisan support from the Democrats and the Republicans. Recently, the World Health Organization gave credit to CCHR and its research for revealing what is going on with psychiatric abuse. That is something that had never happened. But they recently came out and they named CCHR and thanked them for the material that was provided through CCHR. And so we've made a major impact like that. And then that's not talking about the countless people who have been abused by the system that CCHR has fought to create reforms and legislation to help those people. Right now, we're reaching out to every member of Congress and the U.S. Senate, trying to provide them with the information to know what is truly going on in the field of mental health. And basically, we're just looking for an investigation that will prove that these drugs or electroshock is effective. We can't have where we put a person on a drug, the person flip out, and then we say, oh, see, this is why the person needs a drug, because they're mentally ill. No, let's find out how many of these people that are committing these mass murders have been on those drugs. Let's find out how many of these kids that are out there killing their parents and stuff have been on these drugs. We already know a good portion of those who are doing the mass school shootings and the thing like Las Vegas and all of those types, we already know that those people have been on psychiatric drugs. So it's
okay.
Just time, you know, for this to happen.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for letting us know as in how we can start to be aware of things. If you're listening under the sound of my voice right now, you can always call in at 563-999-3596. That's 563-999-3596. Or you can email us at info@CleopatraMemphisStudios.org. That's info@CleopatraMemphisStudios.org. And we can put your story and your testimony to film where we add on to the amazing documentaries that CCHR has, but that needs to be told from you and your experience with any type of mental health care abuse. That's what we're here for. We are Education for the Arts, and we are here to tell your story. And remember, we're on all forms of social media. That's right. We are on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Twitter under CM Studios, Facebook, Instagram under Cleopatra Memphis Studios. Well, we want you to like, follow, and share. And so in conclusion to this, it's a wrap Wednesday, and it's a wrap for mental health care abuse. And so thank you so much for being here, Reverend Frederick Shaw, and letting us know what's actually going on and the highlights and the pinpoints of CCHR.
Thank you so much for having me, and I appreciate it greatly.
All right. Thank you so much. Well, until next time, people, you know what to do, and that is simply be great.